ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembron.
All right, thank you very much, Mitch Lake. Husky Drive Time here on Mix 93. Huskies Drive Time, proper way to say that. And it is 16 degrees and light snow here in downtown Hancock and West. We're above zero today, and kids are going to school for one day anyway. A little bit of snow out there to move around. We haven't had to do that for very much.
No, we haven't. And it's still not real nice outside, even though it is a little bit warmer. That part is nice, but still got the wind and the snow blowing around, and driving conditions are still not ideal, but nevertheless, we're in February, and we're in the middle of winter, and that's what you expect here in winter. And we still got a few more weeks of it, and as evidenced by the fact that we still got all of our winter sports going on, we hope for another several weeks into March.
Yeah, and all three team sports right now doing just tremendous. The women's basketball team, men's basketball team, and the hockey team, of course, and a big game for the basketball teams this Thursday night.
Absolutely, yeah. Northern Michigan wraps up the regular season for both teams, and we split with them at our place last time. The women got the win by 8 points. I think it was 57-49 in a low-scoring affair, and expect the same there. And the men got beat 67-62, and Ben Stelzer had 37 of our 62 points.
It was unbelievable.
I mean, he hit six straight three-pointers to bring us back and give us a chance, but it was just kind of a little bit too little too late. And I know that those guys would be looking for revenge against the Wildcats. They don't want to have that taste in their mouth with their rivals twice in a year. And obviously Northern wants to end their season on a good note, and I think they've been eliminated from the GLIAC tournament, so they've got nothing to lose. So it's going to be a tough doubleheader down there on Thursday.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to talk to the coaches coming up here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's get to our weather forecast here, and brought to you by Superior Service.